in promoting the peace of God during the worship service, and in particular during the preaching, Paul says, let others weigh what is said. The word weigh carries the idea of judgment. It literally means to cut through something. You cut it open and you examine its contents to see if it's true. You inspect it thoroughly inside and out. Well, why would this be necessary? Well, for several reasons, but mainly to weed out false prophets, false messages, messages that contradicted what had been previously said and if it lined up with what Paul had delivered to them. So can you imagine if someone stood up and said, I have a word from the Lord. We are to be subject to our rulers so long as they do not ask us to confess Caesar as Lord. And then he sits down, and then another stood up and said, I too have a word from the Lord. We are to revolt and rebel starting this Thursday. Gather up your swords and meet me in the square at noon. Well, you would have people in the church, you would have other prophets and the church at large responsible to discern or weigh which one of those messages was from the Lord, which one lined up with the faith that had been once for all delivered to the saints. If you didn't have that, then you would have confusion and people lining up with different prophets and leaders and ignoring others. Oh, wait a minute. That's exactly what was going on in Corinth previously. There was confusion and cliques and chaos. But God is a perfectly ordered God with no shadow of turning or changing or confusing. And so His people should be perfectly ordered as well. We are to display the peace and stability of God, even in how we structure and execute our worship services. Today, when you pray, please pray for Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Afrikaans LifeWord broadcast that's heard in South Africa.